This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Yes, politics. I get it. I follow it too. Big stories today. But believe me when I tell you that it's the economic news of this Tuesday that is going to be with us for a while. There is trade. We'll get to that in a bit. We're going to do interest rates as well. But we begin with the American regulatory economy. The Environmental Protection Agency released details today of its plan to relax Obama-era rules about carbon emissions from power plants, coal-fired power plants in particular. President Trump ran to some degree and won on a promise to end what he calls the war on coal. And these rules proposed today are a long way from taking effect. But market forces are going to get a vote. Marketplace's Jed Kim gets us going.
The coal industry disliked the Clean Power Plan. It introduced emission caps for states and would have pushed them towards greener sources of energy. Several states sued. The plan never went into effect. Still, the threat was there. Brendan Collins is an environmental litigator for the law firm Ballard Spahr.
The Clean Power Plan did impose some burden on coal-fired power plants. It would have made them less economically competitive and therefore more likely to close.
So, since the new plan would strip away many of the major requirements for coal plants, it'd be a new dawn for the industry, right?
Nope, probably not.
Ethan Zindler is with Bloomberg NEF. He says regulations have not been the real threat to coal.
The single biggest factor that is leading to the demise of coal power in the United States is cheap gas, number one, followed by cheap renewables.
Zindler says natural gas prices would have to double in order for coal to be competitive. But while market forces have proven more powerful in driving down coal's use, regulations could help keep it around. Dan Lashoff is with the World Resources Institute. He says the administration is considering requiring some coal plants to keep running for national security reasons.
They're making a number of different moves to actually attempt to override market forces in order to slow down the phase out of coal-fired power in the United States.
The EPA's proposals still face a long process before they're approved. Environmental groups have already promised to sue to keep them from taking effect. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.